Chapter 12. Gazing down, I saw a black hat. Beneath it, a black coat. A scarecrow, perched outside the barn door, as if standing guard. It jerked its arms and legs at the sound of my scream. And as I stared in disbelief, it hurried around the side of the barn, hobbling on its straw legs, its arms flapping at its sides. I blinked several times. Was I seeing things? My hands were cold and wet. I gripped the rope more tightly. Taking a deep breath, I plunged out of the small square window. The heavy rope swung out over the front of the barn. Down, down, I hit the ground hard, landing on my feet. "Ow!" I cried out as the rope cut my hands. I let go and ran around to the side of the barn. I wanted to catch up to that scarecrow. I wanted to see if it really was a scarecrow that could run. Ignoring my fear, I ran as fast as I could. No sign of him on this side of the barn. My chest began to ache. My temples throbbed. I turned the corner and headed around the back of the barn, searching for the fleeing scarecrow, and ran right into Sticks. "Hey!" we both shouted in surprise as we collided. I frantically untangled myself from him. Staring past him, I saw that the scarecrow had vanished.
"What's the hurry?" Sticks demanded. "You practically ran me over."
He was wearing faded denim jeans, slashed at both knees, and a faded purple muscle shirt that only showed off how skinny he was. His black hair was tied in a short ponytail.
A scarecrow," I stammered.
And then, that instant, I knew. In that instant, I solved the whole mystery of the scarecrows.